Mpumalanga. There seems to be a very serious case of bud rot that's happening there. We're joined on the line by the Director of Dispute Resolution at Cliff Dekker Hofmeyr to take a look at this and see if we can understand the impact of this strange phenomenon. Lucinda Ruedi joins me on the line now. Good evening, Lucinda. Thanks so much for taking the time. Let's start by getting a bit of an understanding around what's happening here. What do we mean by bud rot and what's going on?
Yes, good evening, Jimmy, and good evening to your listeners. Yeah, you know, bud rot is also known as grey mold, and it is a type of mold that, strangely enough, generally affects cannabis plants, particularly during the flowering stage, and it is caused by some other fungus that strives in settings with very high humidity, poor air circulation, and once this bud rot develops, it actually obstructs the proper transportation of water and nutrients through the leaves and flowers. So you can now just imagine that this outbreak in papaya orchids are going to have a huge impact on the quality of the papayas that are produced, and also the very high risk of spreading this bud rot if you do transport papayas that are infected by this bud rot. And this is, of course, what caused all of the problems, because our government, in accordance with their obligations as being part of the National Plant Protection Organization and Convention, disclosed this to our export markets, as they were obliged to do, and that had a ripple effect down to so far that to date both Botswana and Namibia have temporarily suspended their imports of papayas. So that is a very high level overview of what is going on here.
Now, Lucinda, South Africa is a significant exporter of citrus. If I'm not mistaken, I think we're the second largest exporter of citrus in the world. That clearly means that this is a problem that has a significant impact on agricultural trade, on the exports that we put out there. Can you give us just a sense of how significant this impact is?
I don't have all the data to give you this, you know, give you the percentages, but as I say, already Botswana and Namibia has temporarily suspended their imports. And you can imagine the impact that it has on our economy. I'm sure that unless this bud rot infestation is brought under control and the government puts out the necessary further notifications to allay fears, that impact is just going to grow more significant, having an impact on the farmers particularly that may now sit with an oversupply of products in South Africa that's going to drive the prices down. Good news for the consumer in the street, unfortunately not so good news for the farmers and the exporters.
The other side of it for the farmers, I suppose, Lucinda, is the fact that they would also be subject to or potentially exposed to some losses and some legal claims or some liabilities that they could be in for. Because, I mean, if you have amounts that you've committed in terms of supply agreements and you're not able to honor those agreements, that's one side of it. But the other side of it is if there is some significant delay from a production point of view, from an export point of view, your entire production could be affected. You could be required to move some of your trees. Can we just look at, from a farmer's perspective, what farmers might need to do here to safeguard some of their crops against this rot?
Yeah, so I think there's a couple of ways that one can look at it. Firstly, the farmers need to go and inspect and consider very carefully their own insurance to see whether their insurance contracts cover these type of or this type of situation that they faced with. Then we must remember that the sale and the import, the export of agricultural products are heavily legislated. And one can look at, for instance, the Plant Improvement Act, there's the Agricultural Pests Act. So farmers not only risk civil claims by their contractual counterparties like purchasers and consumers, but also they face risks from a regulatory perspective. So farmers firstly must be very cognizant of the permits that they have and the permits or the permit conditions that's attached to those permits, because any act or omission on the part of farmers not complying with permit conditions, not complying with any regulations which government may promulgate to stem the spread of this butt rot could lead to contraventions by the farmers of certain legislation, which could in turn lead to loss of permits, loss licenses, penalties, fines, and possibly even imprisonment, depending on how they contravene the act. So that's from a regulatory perspective. But remember, farmers are also in civil contractual relationships with third parties, as you correctly say. They may have export and supply agreements with foreign entities, but also South African entities. They may be supplying product to retailers, to restaurants, to supermarkets, and they may also be selling to the man on the street. You know, the typical farmer's stall that you get across, you know, along the roadside when you're entering into farm country. So from that perspective, farmers must be extremely cautious of what their contract says. If they cannot supply the product that they guaranteed, or if they supply a product which we are going to call defective, they open themselves up to losing that contract because it will be a breach, and their end customer might cancel it. The contract may have penalty clauses in it if, as you say, there's a late supply or a delay in supply, and ultimately it can lead to damages. But more importantly, the loss of income which the farmer will suffer if those contracts are cancelled. So those are the type of risks that farmers must be cognizant of. Also, if they sell to the man in the street, they may or may not breach or contravene certain provisions of the Consumer Protection Act, which could ultimately lead to a complaint at the National Consumer Commission. So this is really a very serious situation which the farmers are finding themselves in.
Mm. Lucinda, you mentioned a couple of things around the legal side of it, and I wonder, can we just look at that from a farmer's perspective? I mean, legal liabilities, you touched on things like having insurance in place, but how serious is it from a legal liability perspective if this continues? Because, I mean, for some farmers, this is, or actually for all farmers, this is likely out of their control, but they could still be subject to some legal claims.
Yes, and Jimmy, again, one will have to look at what the terms of a farmer's specific agreement is. One term that came up a lot during the pandemic was force majeure. Is the outbreak of a disease like this, which is entirely outside of the control of a farmer, would that release the farmer, albeit temporarily, from its contractual obligations to, for instance, deliver a minimum number of product to end customer? So one can take forever to discuss the legal risks, but it will ultimately come down to what is the contractual term that the farmer bound itself to when it entered into supply agreements, and what is the consequences if the farmer cannot comply with those requirements. So that is a huge risk, and I think very importantly, farmers must be advised that if they are aware of an outbreak of butt rot, if they are aware that this is present in their orchards, they must disclose it. If they fail to disclose this to their contracting parties, that constitutes a misrepresentation, which also affords the opposing contracting party the right to claim damages. Because that contracting party will then, based on this misrepresentation, purchase papayas that may be infested with this butt rot. So those are the type of things that farmers need to look out for and seek advice if they're unsure what their risks and liabilities may be.
Seek advice, farmers, if you are in this pickle. For those that are out there that are consumers of the papaya and you suddenly find papaya prices are cheaper, now you know why. Hopefully we can get this resolved and we can get to the bottom of this as soon as possible. For those that are in government that need to do their part to help protect our farmers and our agricultural sector, please do your part. We'll leave the conversation there. Lucinda, thanks so much for the time and for the insights. Lucinda Rodi, who is the Director for Dispute Resolution at Cliff Decker Hofmeyr, joining us to take a look at the latest potential scare for farmers in the form of bud rot.
Affordable data is more than just a convenience, it's a real catalyst for change.